While we often focus on new releases on the Weekly Reader, occasionally, tried and true classics that we've somehow missed come around for consideration. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on the show, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews a trilogy from a beloved British author. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Last April, the New York Times ran an intriguing obituary for a novelist named Jane Gardam, whose fiction focused on working-class and aristocratic Britain in the last years of the colonial era. The article was pointed out to me by my friend Beth Parker, who went on to send me a copy of her favorite Gardam novel, Old Filth. Old Filth turned out to be the first volume of a trilogy, which I just finished, having fallen quite in love with Gardam myself. As the novelist who wrote her obit in The Guardian put it, hers is the writing of a 25-year-old with the wisdom and subtlety of a razor-sharp 100-year-old. So much wit and energy. Old Filth introduces us to Eddie Feathers, a retired lawyer whose nickname is actually an acronym for Failed in London, Try Hong Kong. Born in Malaya, Eddie lost his mother when he was very young, and his mysterious, completely hands-off father sent him to a foster home in Wales, where he endured neglect and abuse until he had the good luck to be sent to a boarding school with a kindly headmaster. As the nickname implies, Filth found success as a lawyer in Southeast Asia, eventually moving to Hong Kong, where he met his wife, Betty. In the present time of the book, Betty has recently died while planting tulip bulbs in their garden in Dorset. Alone and adrift, Eddie reflects on his past, including a terrible secret from the bad old days in foster care. We learn that his longtime nemesis, a lawyer named Terry Veneering, who not only battled him in the courtroom but had a long and poorly concealed affair with Betty, has ended up living in the house next door. The Man in the Wooden Hat, Volume 2, re-examines the story from Betty's point of view. Having spent her childhood in a Japanese internment camp and in other traumatic circumstances, her relationship with Eddie Feathers offered much-needed security, comfort, mutual respect, and warmth, but never passion or romance. In fact, she met and fell in love with Terry Veneering a week before the wedding. She's also charmed by Veneering's precocious son, Daniel, who becomes a lifelong surrogate son after Betty miscarries her only pregnancy early on. This fascinating approach of rotating the POV character continues with Volume 3, Last Friends. This final installment opens with the memorial services for Old Filth and Veneering only weeks apart, then dives back into the life of Terry Veneering. His father, it turns out, was a Russian circus performer, and his mother a very poor British villager who made her living delivering coal. Young Terry was supposed to be evacuated during the Blitz on an ocean liner full of children bound for Canada, but jumped ship before it debarked and then sank, a few days later, killing everyone aboard. In the same few days, he also escaped the bombing of his hometown, which killed both of his parents. Finally, we get Veneering's perspective on his rivalry with Old Filth and their love triangle with Betty. As Hugo Lindgren put it in a review in the New York Times, Gardam's prose is so perceptive and fluid that it feels mentally healthful, exiling the noise and clutter of your mind as efficiently as a Schubert sonata. To which I can only respond, okay, Google, play me some Schubert.
The books are Old Filth, The Man in the Wooden Hat, and Last Friends, all by Jane Gardam. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.